Bhakti Rasayan, the Nectar Tonic of Pure Devotion. A series of lectures spoken by Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. Compiled by Sriman Prem Vilas Prabhu. Introduction, written by Prem Vilas Prabhu. At the beginning of the second part of Srila Sanatana Goswami's Sri Brihat Bhagavatamrita, Jaimini Rishi explains to Jamini Jaya how, after having heard the description of Narad's quest, which comprises the first part of this exalted scripture, Parikshit Maharaj's mother, Uttara, said to her son, "My heart cannot be satisfied if those devotees who, being indifferent to any other sadhan and sadhya, desire only Radha Dasyam, and who perpetually sing Nam Sankirtan and are immersed in praying for her, attain residence in merely the same Vaikuntha as so many other devotees do. This is a matter of great sorrow, but I cannot tolerate that this may be the final destination for devotees like Sri Nandaraya and Sri Yasoda. There must certainly be a suitable abode for them which is superior to Vaikuntha. If there is such a place, then please describe it and deliver me from this doubt." This is from the Brihat Bhagavatamrita 2:1, 21-22. Parikshit Maharaj replied, "Although I could satisfy you by answering your question with the words of the Shruti and Smriti, instead, by the mercy of my Guru, Sri Shukadev Goswami, I will first relate a historical narration which will dispel all your doubts. Then I will speak those essential verses of the scriptures." This is from the Brihat Bhagavatamrita 2:1, 34-35. "Then, after hearing the incomparable story of Gop Kumar, which comprises the second part of the Brihat Bhagavatamrita, Janamijaya said to Jaimini Rishi, 'Fearing that these descriptions will now come to an end, my heart is feeling great sorrow. Therefore, now please give me such potent nectar, by hearing which my heart will be fully purified for all time.' Jaimini replied, 'O my child, Janamijaya, your father, Sri Parikshit, feeling transcendental pleasure upon describing the glories of Golok, next sang with wonderful and sweet bhav numerous shlokas from two great epics which are the very essence of the Shrutis and Smritis. With great happiness, I wander in this world, singing these verses, thereby mitigating the pangs of separation from your father which I feel.'" Then Jaimini Rishi went on to quote 4 verses from the Brahma Samhita and 59 verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam, which collectively have come to be known as Bhakti Rasayan, the nectar tonic which stimulates Krishna Bhakti. This present volume of lectures, which Srila Narayan Maharaj spoke originally in Hindi, comprises his commentary on 28 of these verses, which are the very essence of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. In gradation, these verses glorify the devotion of the different classes of devotees in Braj, culminating in the superlative bhakti of the Braja gopis. I offer pranam, time and time again, unto the lotus feet of the foremost of Rasik Vaishnavas, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, who has given us such wonderful explanations of the nectar tonic which Parikshit Maharaj gave to Uttara, Jaimini Rishi gave to Janamijaya, and Sanatana Goswami gave to the inhabitants of this world. These lectures were completed on September 12, 1994. Tridandinam Bhakta Sharomanim Cha, Shri Krishna Padabja Dritaika Hridi, Chaitanya Lilamrita Sarasaram, Narayanam Tvam Satatam Prapadye. I offer repeated pranam unto Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, who is the crown jewel of devotees among Tridandi sannyasis, and who always keeps in his heart the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika and Krishna. He especially keeps in his heart the very essence of the nectarian truths for which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enacted his pastimes.